Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. For nearly 65 years, an old-fashioned fish house called Judah & Sons has been operating on the Indian River in Sebastian. The nondescript building went up 50 years ago to replace the frame fish house the Judah family built after they moved south from Florida's panhandle in search of a better life than sharecropping. The other morning, regular supplier Tommy Herndon moved a load of lively blue crabs from his coolers into Bobby Judah's tanks.
This is one night's worth?
That's all I sold here. That's one day overnight.
They're alive and kicking.
Yep, they love them that way, especially male crabs.
These things fly out of here.
These come out of the river right here?
These come out of Melbourne area. Did he bite you, Bobby?
He did. He got a hold on me a little bit. Didn't hurt too much. Get away. Well, we're in shape again. Got the crabs going. Whoops. They don't last long. Always made me wonder how anything that ugly could taste so good, but people love them.
You must be the fourth generation of Judah here. Is that right?
Third generation. My grandfather, then my father, and then me. My brother was here too. My father's brother helped set it up with my grandfather and my father.
I bet it was pretty much alone on this stretch of Indian River Drive.
There wasn't much going along here back in them days. There was only two jobs you had around the area, and that was either fruit or fish. Started fishing with my dad as a career in 1972, and I fished till net ban with my father.
That changed a lot of things.
Yeah, it changed our ability to supply certain kinds of fish that people like for the spot, which a lot of people call butterfish. You can't hardly get them anymore because now we're either using cast nets or hook and line. Used to, in the past, supply basically all our own fish. Now we have to order stuff through companies to deliver some of the fish, the more exotic stuff.
When your father and grandfather started in 1949, I'm looking out at the river now. I bet there are a lot of oysters out there.
There was a lot of different kinds of life that isn't there now. There was a lot of clams, a lot of oysters, a lot of small fish. The destruction of the habitat along the river, all these little fish used to feed on. The bigger fish came in here to feed on the smaller fish, kind of changed the food chain a little bit.
What did you learn how to do when you were a little boy? Did you learn how to oyster? Is that a verb? How to catch oysters?
That was pretty natural. You just had to go out and pick them up. They were everywhere.
Do you still eat oysters?
Yes, I do, whenever I get a chance.
What do you sell most of? A gentleman just bought some shrimp.
He was buying Key West pink shrimp. We sell quite a few of the pink shrimp and a lot of the Mayport white shrimp out of Mayport, Florida. Our biggest seller here is probably the mullet. It's a cheaper fish. Everybody can afford it. They use it for a lot of different things, fish fries, fundraisers.
And mullet is real prevalent right now, right?
They're having a hard time with them this year because of the destruction of the grass flats and everything around this area. That's due to an algae bloom, but I think it's as much runoff as anything else because when you run off a lot of rainwater, you get a lot of pesticides in the water.
Some people don't like mullet.
A lot of people come down, they think it's a bait fish. They go down here in Florida, the water salt content and everything's a little bit different, so the fish tastes a little bit different here. It's the most plentiful fish out there. You see them jumping all the time in the water out there.
Have you seen any this year jumping?
I've seen a few, not a lot, but I've heard of some showing up around.
To see a picture of Bobby Judah at his fish house, go to WQCS.org. Click on News and then click on Flora Days. Go to our website anytime to hear past Flora Days shows. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down in Florida. Well, that's a place I'm